Good morning, good evening, good whatever the fuck time it is for you. You're listening to Baked Baddies, True Crimes, and High Times.
I'm just asking, just in case.
All right.
3, 2, welcome, one. Bitch! I hate this bitch so much. We're just going to go into it right from here. I was trying to say 3, 2, 1, and I said 3, 2, and then I was going to be quiet because we were going to go into the fucking episode. Now I'm going to go into the episode, okay? Billy, I hate you. All right. Welcome, Baked Baddies, True Crimes and High Times. I'm so stoned. This is where we're going to delve into some insane headlines today. This one's actually not a today headline. We're going to be talking about the shopping cart killer. I'm not reading this verbatim fucking at all. We have a script. I don't know why, because I never fucking read from it. Okay. Like, literally, I skip all over the place and then I'm all fucked up. And I write the script so that I don't get fucked up. Anyway, we're going to be playing a game first. It's called Bud and Blood. It's a trivia mashup where we're going to do some true crime trivia and some stoner type trivia. And then we're going to kind of we're going to try something a little different today. And we're going to just look into this one case of the shopping cart killer. His name is Anthony Robinson, who seems like a ordinary man. I'm going to read this verbatim. Fuck me. Stands accused of heinous crimes, including the murders of at least 4 women in the Washington, D.C. area. So you're going to join us as we unravel the events of Robinson's transient lifestyle to discover his victims remain in shopping carts. I also found an article in People magazine with an interview with Monica White, and she is a survivor. Surviving victim. So I said a lot of times. That's why I don't usually read off of this shit. Anyway, Billy, should we talk about some bullshit?
Hell yeah.
Bullshit and banter.
All right, should I kick it off with the first one?
Do it up.
All right, let's kick things off with that first true crime.
No. What? Pause. We're going to talk about bullshit first. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
We were going to come in with this and then do that. So I'll either edit this out or I won't. Maybe we'll just leave it in because I want our listeners to connect to us and I want them to feel our emotions and our stupidity and our not knowing what we're doing either. Like, we're coming here to you guys not knowing what the fuck we're doing. We're just starting a podcast as an outlet, trying to have some fun, make some friends, whatever. So if you're listening, bear with us. We will probably get better, or maybe not. Billy, you want to start with your bullshit of the day?
I don't really have much other than work was pretty boring and...
Anything crazy this last week?
Fuck no.
So then Billy is my sidekick because my life is a never-ending series of unfortunate events. Like, there is always something. I am the person that people like to be friends with so that they can have drama in their lives that's not their drama.
That's like, not true.
It's so true.
No, it is not.
Anyway, I have a bunch of personal shit, which I'm not going to get into on this podcast. At least not right now. But I have just some crazy, crazy, horrible, traumatic, insane shit, dysfunctional ass shit going on in my life right now. Right, Billy? You would agree? Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Okay. So now, and I haven't told Billy this because I wanted to save it for the podcast because it is so outrageous on top of everything else that I have going on, what is happening. So today my cell phone bill is due. Okay. I allowed a friend of mine, I've been friends with her for 10 years, to get a phone on my cell phone bill. Now, I don't care how long you're friends with somebody, don't do it. That's my advice. That's it. Don't do it. Because this bitch decided today that she was going to tell me that she lost the phone and she's no longer going to be paying for it. As if reporting the phone lost makes the payments just go away. So now, and let me preface this, or like not preface because we're past the first part, but this is a $2,000 phone.
Why would you let...
Well, because I was friends with her for 10 years. We've been friends for 10 years. And so I trusted her. And it's, I don't know, she makes $60 an hour. So I figured it wouldn't be an issue.
So why can't she just pay you back the fucking
Because
money?
she's being a bitch.
Well, she can
And
go
she
suck a
thinks,
fat cock.
well, and I'm going to take her to court. And here's why. Like, normally I wouldn't go into all that drama. And I really don't need it right now. But here's the thing. First of all,
Money's.
it's. Well, yeah, first of all, it's 2 grand and I'm poor. Like, I don't have 2 grand. Plus, now I have to pay that cell phone bill every single month, regardless. Like, I can't get out of any of these payments unless that cell phone bill is paid off. I can't cancel this monthly cell phone bill or anything until that phone is paid off. So I'm stuck paying 110 extra dollars a month for this phone that I don't have and I can't use. And now that I reported it lost or stolen or whatever, because you can report it just lost, stolen, or misplaced or whatever. I have to pay $500 within 90 days to replace the phone, or they'll close the case and we will never get a replacement phone.
Well, you don't really want a replacement phone.
But I can't just not get it. That's not an option. I have to pay for the phone either way. So if I'm going to pay for the phone, why wouldn't I get a replacement? Because I mean, it is 500 extra dollars, but if I'm stuck paying this entire $1,500, because reality is, even if I take her to court, there's no guarantee she's actually going to pay it. Right now, if she does pay it, then she can have the phone. And I did already send her like a notification that if she doesn't pay the $1,500 in full within the next 30 days, I would be filing a court claim. I sent it all official as fuck with some AI shit, right? I basically said that in 30 days, if you don't pay the $1,500 or communicate in regards to how you're going to pay the $1,500, within 30 days, I'm gonna file a court, whatever. And that's like 300 fucking dollars. But 300 versus 2 grand, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna borrow the money, obviously, because I don't fucking have no $300. But I think I'm gonna have to beg my aunt or some shit. I think I got a rich aunt, but I don't know, because I never talked to her. I'm not good enough for her.
Is that
Like
the one that
she,
I met?
what does she look like? No, that ain't the one that you met. But it's her sister, and
Oh.
she's from Florida. And man, she is real snooty. We ain't good enough for her. The only time she ever talked to us was for like 1 year when my kid was like 1 year old, because our lives were like not dysfunctional yet. You know what I mean?
I hate people like that.
Fuck yeah. Anyway, I sent her this official ass letter. And so if she doesn't communicate with me in the next 30 days, I'm also going to send that letter out. If she doesn't communicate back, I think I put the timeline in there, but if she doesn't text back in regards to like let me know that she's gotten this text to acknowledge it, I'm going to be sending a letter to her home that needs to be signed so that there's verification that she got this notification that, bitch, I'm taking this to court
You
if
could
you do not
also,
pay it.
I don't know, I'm pretty sure you could also send it to the police station wherever she is and have them
No, I already
professionally mail it
called.
to her. Oh.
Yep. And, no, I have to do the whole court proceedings or whatever, and it's $300. But in the long run, I think it's better. And I feel like she's doing this because she knows that I can't afford to take it to court.
See, well,
So
I
what
don't.
she,
Sorry, go ahead.
it's okay. What she, I feel like what she thinks is going to happen is that I'm just going to pay this $110 a month because I don't have a choice, because I can't come up with $300 up front. Fuck you, bitch. I will beg on my hands and knees. And you know me, Billy. You know I fucking hate begging for shit. But I swear to God, on my fucking hands and knees, I will beg for this $300 before I will let her get away with this shit. I'll be fucking damned, my guy. This is right. Like this, how do you, I'm sorry, I'm gonna go on a rant real quick, Billy, and then you can talk. I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to be rude, but how the fuck do you sleep at night? Like, you know my fucking circumstances. You know what's happening in my life right now. You know the trauma that I just endured and am currently enduring with my child, with my sick child. How do you fucking sleep at night knowing that now I have a $1,500 debt plus now $500 on top of that? How do you sleep at night just leaving that on me when you make $60 an hour and you could pay that with like literally a paycheck? Or like two paychecks if you wanted to split it in half so you can still pay your fucking bills. Like that's nothing to you. $1,500 is an entire month for me. She makes that in less than a week. She gets paid weekly. She makes more than that in a week, I mean. She makes that in a couple of days. How the fuck do you do that to somebody you called your best friend, you said you loved, you called fucking family? How the fuck do you sleep at night? All right. That's it, man. I'm just so, I don't get it because I could fucking never. I could, the way that I could fucking never. I could fucking never. Okay, that's me being real though. That's what I'm talking about with this podcast. I'm trying to be real. This is me being so fucking for real. I'm so mad. And if you're the type of person going around and taking advantage of nice people like that, don't fucking listen to this podcast because I don't want nothing to do with it. You're a piece of shit. And if you needed to hear that today, you're welcome. Okay, everybody else, I love you. And I'm super sorry. I'm actually like an awesome person, but like, don't fuck me over. Okay. All right,
Love you.
Billy.
No, but what I was gonna say was like, how can somebody do that? Like, you're, how old is she?
She's almost fucking 30. She's like 28.
So she's my age. Okay. What I don't understand is how somebody could do that to somebody. Like, I could never. Like you said, you could never. Like, I just don't think I have the power in me
I
to
would,
do
it would
anything.
eat me alive. It would eat
Like,
me alive every day.
how, like, grow the fuck up. Be mature. Be a friend. Be
What, like,
there for, like, don't, oh my God, you're getting me all riled up because I hate
sorry,
people
and
like that.
well, like the thing, the fucked up thing is even more fucked up is like I didn't even do anything to her, right? Like, so here's what happened. Here's the whole reason the whole friendship ended, right? I'd be taking her kids to school every fucking day. I've been taking my kid into school versus having him ride the bus. I'd be taking my kid to school so that I can pick up her fucking kids. At 6 a.m., I'd be going to her house so I can wake up her kids so she can go to work. Take her fucking kids every single day to school, pick them up, wash them after school. She was supposed to pay me $150 a week. That was it. And that was just for gas. I mean, that ain't for my fucking time. I'm spending a lot of time there. That ain't for my time. That's just for my gas. Because I don't have to take my kid into town to go to school. He could ride the bus. Anyway,
Dude,
and
I.
one week she was telling me she ain't got enough money. Bitch, you make thousands every paycheck. What are you talking about? And so, but I didn't say that. I didn't say that because that's rude as fuck. I didn't say that. I don't know what kind of bills she's got. You know, she had to get this big ass mansion she's paying 3 grand a month for. Whatever. Come to find out she ain't even fucking paying the rent. Anyway, this bitch, I don't remember what I was saying because I'm just so flabbergasted. I'm just so flabbergasted.
All right. Okay,
Should we get
so
into this?
let's get into the trivia questions, all
Let's get
right?
into it. Let's
All
get into
right,
it.
so I'll start off. Let's kick into things off with our first true crime trivia question. Who was known as the Night Stalker in 1980s? I
Okay, so
fucked that up.
I've listened to hella true crime podcasts. Like almost all that I listen to is true crime podcasts. So I should really fucking know this. I want to say, is it? It's not Bundy, right? No, and
Nope,
it's not
nope.
Dahmer because Dahmer did the boys.
He was the, yep.
Is it Ramirez?
Yes, Richard Ramirez.
Richard Ramirez. I couldn't think of the first fucking name. Fuck yeah. All right. I was going to be real embarrassed if I got that wrong because the Night Stalker, like, I know that name hardcore. I was going to be so embarrassed if I got the actual dude's name wrong. All right. Let's see. Next question. Who was the kidnapper, rapist, and murderer in the 1980s and 1990s in Washington? I wouldn't
So
get this one, I don't think.
I'm not, I love crime, but I'm not gonna lie, I don't know a lot about crime.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not good with
So
names.
I'm trying to think, like I'm trying to think of all the things that I've watched, because I've watched a couple
So I feel like
documents.
this is, I'm gonna give you a hint in what I know, because I don't know a lot about this person either, but I do feel like this person is like one of the more preliminary like rapists, killers, murderers. Like I feel like he's one of the ones that a lot of people know about kind of thing.
Yeah.
Any guesses?
I'm trying to think, because I know, like, in the 1980s and 1990s, there was a lot of kidnaps and rapists and murderers. So,
Yeah, I
like,
feel
I'm
like
just trying to
70s,
think.
80s, and 90s was like a big fucking time for
Yeah.
like rapists and killers and shit. Killers for real.
I really don't know. I'm trying to think. Give me a hint.
I did. I don't know how to give you a hint. Let me see. Let me give you a more direct hint.
Well, it's looking
The
for a name, right? So
yeah,
what
so
is the first?
I'm gonna rhyme the first name with something. Okay? So the first name rhymes with Harry.
Harry, Gary, Barry. I'm
Yep.
just trying to guess.
You got one.
Did I?
Yep.
Was it Gary?
Yep.
Gary. Oh my God, Gary.
You got this.
I don't know.
That's
That?
the last name sounds like. It starts with.
Rodriguez?
Ridgeway.
I would have never got that.
I know, and we cannot go on for 30 minutes with this question. I'm probably gonna be like this on this next one, though. You go for it. Because I
Right.
have no fucking idea.
Here's another one. What criminal duo was involved? Shut up. Leave me alone. Involved in the 1955, the crimes of the century. Who the fuck is that?
That's what I'm saying is okay, so I'm the one who got all like a lot of these questions together or whatever, but I did my best to only like not read the answers, right? So I don't actually know all the answers, but I do remember looking at this a little bit and going, who the fuck is that? And I kept it in even though I saw the answer because I knew goddamn well I would forget because who the fuck are they? I've never
Leopold
heard of
and
them.
Loeb.
Yeah, I've never heard of them. It's Leopold and I think it was like Leob or something like that. I don't know. Moving on. What American criminal? What American criminal was nicknamed Babyface?
Baby face. Oh my God.
We're gonna do a timer. You've got 30 seconds. And go. Do. I'm gonna insert some sort of elevator music in the background for this. I ain't even playing. I'm gonna mess around with edits. Oh,
I
nope, you
don't
got
know.
15 seconds.
Oh
14, 13,
my God.
eight, seven, six, five, four,
Lester?
three,
Lester?
yes, two. Nelson, Lester Nelson. Good job, though. I'm
Oh.
giving it to you because Lester is not like a common name. So I'm going to give that to you because that ain't even like a, like if it was a Paul or a Terry, or I mean, or like a Gary, if it was another Gary, because that would have been like, fresh in your mind. But like, you got that. I'm going to give that to you.
Let's keep this going. In what prison was Al Capone finally incarcerated? See, I know about Al Capone, so I'm so
You,
dumb. She cannot
hey,
give me this
hey, hey.
question.
Billy, adjust your mic quick.
Oh,
You got to make sure you keep
how?
it in the same place. I don't
It
know,
was.
or get closer, whatever. You must have moved away or something because it sounds different.
How about that?
There you go. All right,
Okay.
start over with that. Let's keep the momentum going because I'm just going to cut that part out.
In what prison was Al Capone finally incarcerated at or in?
The only prison that I really know, other than like the prisons in our area, because of my baby daddy, like Al Capone? No, Alcatraz. Al
Yeah,
Capone.
Alcatraz. I love Al Capone and his like story and like the I don't know
I don't
history
know that I
is
really even know it, honestly. Here's the thing, I ain't got no fucking formal schooling, so I'm just a dumbass living in the world with a bunch of trauma and just this chaotic life. So if you guys are in for every fucking week some new ass drama, I swear to God, I probably will have it for you. I swear to God. So you remember, this week the drama is the cell phone thing. I swear to God, next week there'll be something probably about this court case. You just wait. Coming up next week on Baked Baddies, this bitch is going insane. Okay. Okay, stay focused. We're about to swap it up. Hey, these fucking lines are working out great here, man.
Right?
These are pre-written lines, and they just happen to work out so fucking well into the segue, eh? Okay, stay focused. We're about to swap it up. Here comes some marijuana-related trivia questions. In which Europe capital city was the Cannabis Cup founded in 1988? So which city, which capital city in Europe, was the city that like founded the Cannabis Cup? Think about it. Let me know if you need a hint, because I got a good ass hint for this one.
Let's go with the hint, because I'm sitting here trying to think what it is, because I don't know.
It is the country in which marijuana was legalized like a hella long time, and America knew about it a lot and talked about it a lot. I hope you're not too young to know what that is.
I mean, I was born
I'm
in
so disappointed in you. I'm so disappointed in you. I'm so sad. Oh my God, I didn't realize I was that old. How old are you, Billy?
I'm 27.
Oh my God, I'm just gonna jump off cliff.
You're not even that old.
No, I'm only 31. How the fuck do you not know this? You really don't know? Think about it.
I don't know much about... I failed.
Dude, it ain't... They didn't talk about no weed in school.
I'm talking about European. Like, I don't know shit about other...
I know,
I don't even know the
like,
states of America, okay? Like, what the fuck do you think I'm gonna know the Europeans...
No, I know, but like, I mean, if you think about it, people used to talk about going there on vacation so that they could smoke weed, because weed wasn't legal in the United States.
Amsterdam?
Yeah, Amsterdam. Yes.
Amsterdam, not Amsterdam.
Yeah. Fuck, Billy. Come on. You got me tripping. I was like, there ain't no fucking way this bitch doesn't know the name of this place. There is no fucking way. I was like, maybe I'm wording it wrong or something. I must have been
wrong. I mean, I am a little... in the actual form, I'm a little derp-der, so you have to dumb things down for me.
Right, it's all right, me too.
All right, let's add something in from a movie. I'm so jealous you have this one. Which actor, comedian, writer is an advocate for cannabis legalization?
I feel like a lot of them are, aren't they?
Yeah, but think of a lot of comedy shows, like, you know,
like stoner-related movies.
Yeah, like what movie like most stoners know about when it comes to marijuana?
And this like, is the who is this the what
actor.
The actor?
Yeah.
Is it oh what's that guy with the hair, the weird, and he kind of looks goofy but he's hella
Jewish.
Funny. Yeah. Seth Rogen.
Yeah. I fucking love his movies.
Hell yeah, we gotta kind of hurry on this, man. We're already fucking babbling. People are gonna be like, get to the fucking story. We're already like at 30 minutes, although I think I gotta cut out some of this. Okay. How about a funny one? I think this one's funny. In which United States, so which state was there a sign that they had to replace? Okay, fucking stop. Hang on. In what U.S. state is there now a mile marker 19 or 4? Do you have the paper in front of you?
Yes.
Read the fucking question.
In which U.S. state is there a 419 mile marker along Interstate 70 due to stolen mile 420. I already know.
Okay. So it basically is asking, one of the states in the U.S. had to replace the mile marker sign 420 because it kept getting stolen. And that mile marker is now $419.99, which is very fucking hard to say in our defense. Okay, say it out loud right now. Anyways, you know, this one's pretty easy.
I know it because I actually went to this state.
Did you?
Back in 2020 for Halloween. And we went past it. And
did you take a picture with it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, fuck, man. I would have.
I wish I would have because now that I know this, I would have
done it. Right?
It's Colorado.
Yeah, fuck yeah. All right, I think we got a couple more.
Yeah.
Let's try to fly through these.
Yeah, what annual herbicus I'm gonna
what annual herbicus
variant of cannabis originally indigenous to
indigenous. We are dumbass bitches, so if you guys aren't, like, if you don't like dumbass bitches, you're not going to like this show.
Get the fuck
out of
here.
You're not going to like this show at all. If you are looking for a show that you can fucking be a dumbass bitch and relate to some dumbass bitches, we are here for you. Follow us on Snapchat, TikTok, whatever. We got you, baby. But if you don't like the dumbass bullshit, you can go goodbye-bye.
Just get out of here.
Okay, so anyway, the question is basically... What annual variant of cannabis, originally indigenous to the Eastern fucking Asia, is known as? Okay, it's basically asking what strand of weed this is. And I'm going to just breathe because there's only three. So I can't, I got to just pick a random. Because there's only three strains, right?
Go with your intuition. Go with what your gut tells
you. Well, I'm going to go with the one that's been helping me most lately because I use medical and I've got chronic fatigue syndrome. And it's really, really bad sometimes. And the only one that's been helping me with the fatigue is sativa. Yep. In small doses, though, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Hell yeah. In small doses, though, otherwise it makes my anxiety hella bad. Okay, I'm going to do this one because I accidentally doubled your questions here. But, and now, oh, wait, no, you have the answer to that. So you got to do it. God okay. Damn it.
And now for the final question. What 1936 film originally intended as a warning against cannabis
has
become a cult hit with marijuana users?
Because this one is my fucking favorite and we had to do it in one of my college classes as a study. It's Reefer Madness. It was hilarious.
I've never seen it.
Oh my God, it was so funny. Heading into this next little part here, we're going to be chit-chatting for a couple more seconds and then we're going to head in because we know we've been chit-chatting basically this whole fucking time. Billy, right. Did you find what you were looking for? Billy had an idea and we're going to roll with this shit.
So I love dad jokes. I just think they're the greatest. Did find one. What does a baby computer call his father?
What does a baby computer call his father? I have no idea.
Any guesses? Data.
Data. That's such a stupid start. Data. I fucking love it. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. All right. Are you ready to move into the story here? I'll take that line. So I have these. Okay, so just so you guys know, if there's ever any fucking awkward ass pauses there, like there just was, it's because I have written out a script for us, but we're real not great at like super sticking to it. Like we're doing our best here. So just fucking, this ain't ever going to be professional.
We're babies still.
We're babies. All right, you guys. Now this is a pretty heavy case. So I'm going to just, I didn't write this in here, Billy, but I am going to give a trigger warning just because this is heavy, and I did not put any humorous stuff in this because we did want to try to take a different route with this. So the humor is in the beginning. I'm going to be serious with the story because it's a serious story. And then we'll probably do a little banter at the end, and if you don't want to participate in the end banter, you can just end the episode and go fuck off. Okay. I'm just kidding.
So rude.
I'm totally kidding. If you guys knew me, you're going to get to know me. That's the point of this podcast.
Okay. Well, not the whole point, obviously. This podcast is just, yeah, this is just so you guys can get to know me. This is nothing about true crime. All right. Trigger warning. Anthony Eugene Robinson, born September 3rd, 1986, is known as the shopping cart killer. He's convicted of murdering at least four women in the Washington, D.C. area. Billy.
Oh, Robinson had no significant criminal history before his arrest, living a transient lifestyle across multiple states, including New York City, Maryland, and Virginia. His approach involved using shopping carts to transport the bodies of his victims.
Police revealed footage of Robinson disposing of bodies, notably that of Redman and Smith, leading to his arrest on November 23rd, 2021. Robinson claimed the victims died of overdoses, but he was charged in September 2022 with two counts of first-degree murder, concealing dead bodies, and aggravated murder. Additional charges followed in November 2022.
As of 2023, Robinson remains incarcerated without bail at the Rockingham Harrisburg Regional Jail. Now let's hear Monica Wright's story.
Okay, you're supposed to pause in between those two sentences, Goober.
Well, oh well.
All right, so now we're going to go into Monica's story. This is the one from People Magazine. So before his arrest in November 2021, Monica encountered Anthony Robinson on a Tagged dating website or dating app. Apparently it's called Tagged. At first, he appeared completely normal, described himself as a father from Virginia working in waste removal. However, as their interactions progressed through video calls, White struggled to discern his true character. Despite initial reservations, Robinson's persistent calls became overwhelming.
Yet, White continued communicating with him, feeling lonely after her divorce and lacking other connections.
Their first in-person meeting in, God forgive me, I should have looked this shit up. Mechanicsburg. Is that it?
Yeah, Mechanicsburg. Oh, geez,
I'm overthinking it.
Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I was looking at that hella weird. Okay, I should have just given that whole line to you. The only reason I took that line is because I figured it'd be too hard to fucking pronounce. Wow, I'm an idiot. All right. Anyway, their first in-person meeting was in Mechanicsburg or whatever, Pennsylvania, in January 2021. And it revealed a stark difference in Robinson's demeanor, raising concerns for White.
While he initially seemed pleasant, certain behaviors raised red flags, signaling a shift in their relationship dynamics. Monica White's encounter with Robinson had a profound impact on their emotional well-being. Imagine the fear and confusion she must have felt as she realized the danger she was in. Despite the traumas she endured, Monica courage in recognizing the danger and taking steps to protect herself serves as a testament to her strength. Always look for those red flags. Sorry, I have to add that.
I was actually thinking in my fucking head, where's the TikTok red flag guy? Because every time I fucking hear it, like, I don't want to be like not serious because I know it's like a serious case, but like the TikTok red flag guy, like that's all I keep thinking about. All right. Anyway, fucking as law enforcement continues to investigate Robinson's allegation or alleged crimes, they face numerous challenges in gathering evidence and building a case against him. The cooperation of witnesses and the meticulous analysis of forensic evidence are crucial components of the investigation.
However, community involvement and awareness are equally important in supporting law enforcement efforts and preventing further harm. For those who have experienced similar situations or are survivors of domestic violence, there is support available. Please reach out.
organizations and resources dedicated to helping victims navigate trauma, such as hotlines, shelters, and counseling services, offer a lifeline to those in need. Remember that you are not alone, and reaching out for help is a sign of strength, not weakness.
In light of Monica's harrowing experience, it's essential to discuss practical steps individuals can take to protect themselves from potential danger, whether meeting new people online or in person, setting boundaries, trusting instincts, and communicating openly about personal safety concerns are vital. Right? Is that it?
Yep.
Vital? Okay.
And then I'm going to say, educating yourself about the warning signs of abusive behavior can also empower individuals to prioritize their well-being. So this is just kind of to touch base on, you know, if you go and look more into this case, the reason I say trigger warning is because the case itself is very brutal. So if you go looking up more details, I just wanted to kind of forewarn you of that. And I think that a lot of people don't realize how many resources there are out there. And so I just wanted to say that if you know someone, or if you are experiencing any kind of stalking, sexual harassment or assault, domestic or dating violence, or any form of crime, there is help available.
There are some resources in our show notes, so you can reach out to support.
And just remember, you know, you guys, if this is you, or if this is a friend, you're not alone. Remind your friend that they are not alone. There are options online that are just a click away if a phone call is not an option. If you need to help your friend by making a call, please do not be fearful of doing that. I mean, definitely take into account the situation and your safety and determine if it is safe for you to get involved, obviously. But just make sure you stay safe and check out the show notes. I did find a great list of resources online for you guys.
There is a worldwide domestic sign as well. So like if you are in danger or harm's way or whatever, you know, you just feel like you're in danger. If you are out in public or around somebody, or if you're even in a domestic relationship with violence, put your thumb in your palm and bring your four fingers down into a fist, and make sure you let a secret, but make sure you know that people are paying attention. If you have the chance to just try to do that, because a lot of people do know that that is a sign for help. So don't forget it. It's just put your thumb into your palm and your four fingers over your thumb, and that is the sign of help me, I'm in danger. So I just wanted to throw that out there, just in case if people who do listen don't know that. Spread it around and just let people know that if you're in danger, put your hand in a fist with your thumb in instead of out.
Thank you, Billy. That's I've seen that on TikTok and I didn't think to share it. All right, guys, we are gonna bump into some light banter for a few minutes and then we're gonna post this episode. It's gonna be a lot more banter than actual episodes, but that's okay.
We want to catch people's attentions, right?
All right, guys, we're going to end this with, oh, shit, a smoke sesh and a burp. Let us know what you thought about the podcast. Let us know about the sound quality, if you think it's any better from the last episode. What else was I going to ask? I don't fucking know. Something.
Smoke up, bitches.
Yeah, so if you smoke, this is the time to smoke. I hope you guys let us know what you like about the format or don't like about the format. Should we go more in detail with the story, like the true crime story, and spend more time on that versus the game in the beginning? I personally like the game in the beginning because I feel like it's more lax and chill and more like inviting for you guys.
We could always also end it too that way. You know, I like it in the beginning too, but you know, what our followers like is... You know.
Right. So you guys let us know what you guys think would be best. Should we do the game at the end and cover the story first? Should we make the story more detailed? Because again, this one wasn't like heavily detailed. Should I get more into it? What do you guys think? I don't want to do, I don't want to, here's what I don't want. here's the point of the podcast for us, at least for me. It's just, I want it to be fun and light, and I want you guys to feel like we're friends. Like, I know that there's podcasts that I listen to that give me comfort, and I want to be that for our audience, like for whoever's listening. And so that's kind of the point of the podcast for me. And in that, I don't want to become stressed out doing this podcast, because I want it to be fun for all of us. And if I'm stressed out, it ain't going to be no fucking fun. Okay. Cause it ain't going to be no fun. Just let me tell you that. Okay. Okay.
So, I don't know. I feel like that's what I want. From the podcasts that I listen to and like radio stations that I listen to, excuse me, they kind of just bicker banter and they get into stories. They, you know, like my favorite radio station to listen to every morning is Free Beer and Hot Wings. And they just nonchalant, like, it's like five people. There's, I can't name all of them, but there's Steve, I can't remember the other girl's name, but there's like five people and they just bicker banter and they talk and they do fun things and they, you know, talk about stupid idiots or they talk about rock music because it's a rock station, you know?
Right.
And I feel like one podcast is supposed to be like a way for people to just, you know, have a conversation, but like it's just being recorded. Like you're just
right.
You're just chilling. Talking, you're doing whatever, and like if you get to this, if you get to the what you're supposed to talk about, if you don't, it's whatever, you know. We're just
that's I have a couple podcasts that are like that too, like The Basement Yard. I listen to them, they're hella hilarious. They are gross, they got gross ass man humor, but they're so fucking hilarious,
dude. You would love Free Beer Hot Wings, I'm telling you. Like they're 94.1 on radio. It's a radio station. But I got a couple more dad jokes just for the shits and giggles. Where is it? So my friend was showing me his tool shed and pointed at a ladder. That's my step ladder. He said, I never knew my real ladder.
Oh my God. That's so stupid.
How about this one? Why is it so cheap to throw a party at a haunted house?
Why is it so cheap to throw a party? Is it something to do with it being haunted?
Because the ghosts bring all the booze.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, I can't. I'm coughing too hard from my vape. My weed vape. All right, baddies. That's going to have to be the end of this episode because I'm fucking about to choke on my own fucking life here. I'm going to choke on my soul. All right. This has been Baked Baddies, True Crimes, and High Times. I'm Karina.
I'm Billy.
We'll see you guys later. See you guys later. Well, whatever the fuck you guys later. Bye.
Woke up and have a good day.
Yes. All right, baddies. That's all we got for tonight. Thank you for listening to another episode of Baked Baddies, True Crimes, and High Times. Catch you next Monday.